Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting third. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock strikes out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Morales reaches second base with a double. Kessinger moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. Morales tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vale. Burris reaches second base with a double. Rosello moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosello scores. Burris scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan bunts towards third. Kessinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to third. Phillips moves to second. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodges tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0 for 1 in the game. Vale strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burris hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-0 in the game. Swan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Morales reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to third. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-2 in the game. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swisher. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Swisher steals second. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swisher moves to third. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burris strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Kessinger bunts towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Swisher scores. Rosello moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morales. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Milan applying the tag. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Milner pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Swisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vale. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosello hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burris strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-3 in the game. Vale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morales. Vale reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vale moves to third. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.